In this bulletin, polling booths close in Australia's eastern states and territories, a fierce challenge in the Melbourne seat of Kooyong, and a court ruling over controversial signs in the electorate of Higgins. I'm Stephanie Corsetti with the latest from the SBS newsroom. Polls have officially closed on the East Coast for the 2022 election after a six-week campaign. More than 17 million Australians have given their preferences of who they'd like to see make up the 47th Parliament. Electoral officials are counting as the Coalition and Labor look to win 76 seats in the House of Representatives to form a majority government. And voters from around the country have shared their views with SBS News.
It's probably more important to be able to have a chance to have my say, but I do enjoy the sausage bit. It's definitely a bonus. It's a bonus.
Well, my thoughts are usually revolving around things like climate change, equality. I'm less on the strong economy type of things and more on social issues, things that are good for our society and families and groups and things like that.
Some voters have received text alerts from the Liberal Party saying Australian Border Force has intercepted an illegal boat trying to reach Australia. It advises people to vote for the Liberals to keep borders secure. Labor and the Liberals have agreed to turn back boats as a border protection policy, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison has confirmed a boat was intercepted earlier this week. The Australian Electoral Commission says the Electoral Act does not prohibit the messages, and parties are exempt from privacy and spam laws. Dr. Monique Ryan, a so-called Teal Independent, challenging Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, says it's time to change the face representing the Melbourne electorate. As the seat of former Prime Minister Robert Menzies and former Liberal leader Andrew Peacock, Kooyong has been represented by men since it was created. Dr. Ryan says it will be a challenge to claim the seat.
The people of Kooyong deserve the very, very best, and this has always been a seat which for 122 years has been held by conservative male white politicians. You know, I think we deserve a change. We deserve a choice.
Josh Frydenberg, who has claimed he's in the fight of his political life to hold on to the seat, says he's hopeful voters will stick with his party.
I'm optimistic, I'm confident, but I'm never complacent. And I recognise that the decision today is up to the people of Kooyong. This is a historic seat. I'm the seventh person since Federation to hold the seat.
The Federal Court in Melbourne has ordered that misleading signs in the ultra-marginal seat of Higgins in Melbourne be removed. The signs, which are designed to appear as Greens posters, urge voters to put Labor last, despite the Greens recommending voters put the ALP ahead of the Coalition. Labor had applied for an urgent injunction this morning to have the material moved immediately. Labor has blamed the Coalition for the posters, but a Liberal Party spokesperson says it had no involvement with the signs and the party is unaware of who is behind it. The high-profile independent candidate for the key South Australian electorate of Boothby has conceded she is unlikely to win the marginal Liberal-held seat in Adelaide South. Jo Dyer says it would be a hard ask for her to claim the seat, which will likely be a battle between herself, Liberal candidate Rachel Swift, and Labor's Louise Miller-Frost. Few seats are expected to change hands in South Australia at today's election, and much focus has been on Boothby, which is held by retiring Liberal MP Nicole Flint on a 1.4% margin. An independent candidate, Allegra Spender, says she will negotiate issue by issue in the event of a hung parliament if she is elected in Wentworth in Sydney's east. Refusing to be drawn on who she would support, the daughter of the late fashion designer Carla Zampatti says Australia is governed best from the centre.
I will vote on issue by issue. If it comes to a hung parliament, you know, I'll consider the numbers that are on the day. So whatever, if it's 75, 65 or more even, I'll consider issues on climate and integrity. But I'm going to reserve my right to vote issue by issue because I think Australia is best governed from the middle. And if you have middle centrist independents who are making a difference and bringing the balance in, that's better for our government. I will negotiate with anyone on the party. It's not up to me to determine who's the head of the party. But what I will be doing is negotiating on those values and making sure that those values are represented in Wentworth.
The seat of Wentworth is held by Liberal incumbent Dave Sharma on a margin of just 1.3%. He admits it's going to be a close contest, but says he feels encouraged.
Oh, look, feeling positive. It's obviously going to be a close contest here, and I don't take anything for granted, but I've been encouraged by
the sentiments I've been hearing from voters the last 2 weeks of pre-poll, and we'll see how we go today.
And SBS has created an interactive map of every seat the leaders have visited on the campaign trail. Head to the SBS News website now or download the SBS News app to explore it. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.